Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Say something about the Kingsguard.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yeah, I heard Kingsguard. What were you saying?
Well, I mean, do you want the spoiler? Or?
No.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
I said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard, and
I don't know. I heard Kingsguard, and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? It's like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hit me with some Hour 3 headlines, Draven.
The Vols basketball team looks like they're going to be finalizing a little home-and-home series with Arizona. Did you guys see this? Starting in 2021-2022 season, a little home-and-home with the Wildcats. Expectations for this?
Arizona is projected, I think, right now to be like a 8 or 9 seed in the tournament next year. Now, obviously, the season hasn't started. That could change, but that's just kind of where they're at right now, a top 30-ish team.
Yeah.
That's a good team to have on your schedules in non-conference, somebody you should beat.
Yeah.
But somebody that will be a tournament team that gives you a good win.
Are there bans over when it comes to, like, postseason stuff?
I don't know what their current situation is. I know Sean Miller is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to, you know, I just said they're projected to be a 9 seed, so I'd imagine that would be lifted.
Gotcha.
Not that it necessarily matters, but.
Who did they hire as their coach?
That's a good question. Who did Arizona hire?
Oh, wow.
They promote somebody? Who is the Arizona head basketball coach?
They brought in somebody, I'm pretty sure. Oh, wow.
Tommy Lloyd?
Who?
Tommy Lloyd?
Who the hell is Tommy Lloyd?
Tommy Lloyd.
Yeah, he's been an assistant coach at Gonzaga for the past 20 years. So they hired Gonzaga's lead assistant.
Huh. I feel like that kind of went under the radar. Didn't really hear about that.
Because if you're Arizona, you want to mirror what mid-major Gonzaga has done.
Of course.
Like if they hired, you know, Mark Few, that would be one thing.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, there you go. Home and home series with Arizona. Staying with a former UT basketball player. Tough break, man, for Admiral Schofield. Oh, he was actually set to sign with Orlando to finish the season, you know, kind of getting his name out there, maybe have a couple big games, you never know. And then apparently there were inconsistencies with his COVID testing. So the NBA protocols basically forced the Magic to move on with that roster spot they had available. And Schofield did not get signed, and then it turned out that he tested negative at the end of the day. So really just a bad break for him. Opportunity to, like I said, maybe get a little spotlight for a team that looking for young talent. So tough.
Yeah,
break.
Really tough for Admiral. Easy to say now, but I feel like if you're a fringe guy that was looking for a shot, probably should just went ahead and got vaccinated.
Yeah. You
I'm
would
not
think
somebody
so.
Tell somebody to put something in their body they don't want to, but I'm just saying that would have avoided any COVID complications. It would have made him a more desirable, like, free agent, I would imagine. Or, you know, at least he would have gotten the chance. They wouldn't have had to go through all the COVID testing, right? I mean.
Or at least, yeah, it would have sped up the process.
I thought that was the benefit for the guys for getting the vaccine.
I think they still test them, but I doubt there would have been, like, many inconsistencies.
If they're still testing them, never mind. I thought that was a part of the like just our team came. I know the Hawks went and got all got vaccinated, and that was basically they were saying would ensure that none of them would be in any trouble.
Yeah,
when the playoffs.
I think
got
coming
here
in, they still try to at least give you like one test or something. I'd have to double check on that, but
okay. Tough for Admiral though.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, he was the number one pick. And the when they did like the G League, expansion draft or something like that. So, doing some good things and had a chance to play. And, man, it's just unfortunate, if anything. Really couldn't control that. But that's just how it goes with those kind of situations. Did you guys also see, just kind of staying in the NBA, the Lakers franchise docuseries going to be coming in 2022? Are you guys excited about this? Apparently,
a nine-part. I guess, is this going to be like on ESPN? Is it going to be like the Last
Dance?
It's going
to be on Hulu.
Okay.
Slated to debut. My goodness. Debut on Hulu next year. Yeah. Like you said, nine-part series. Man, that's just it's going to be a lot to uncover. But it should be exciting, obviously, with Kobe, Shaq, those days. And I wonder how far they're going to go back here. Is it going all the way back to like Magic and then kind of ending with like Kobe's reign or LeBron?
At least to last year's championship. Like, LeBron will be in the documentary.
Yeah. I'm just curious how far they're going to go back. They're going to go back to,
I'd say they start at the beginning of them being in Minneapolis, I would say. I mean, like, Magic says, yeah. Like, they'll be going all the way back to, Wilt and moving from Minnesota.
Yeah.
Did I say Milwaukee? I meant Minnesota. If I said Milwaukee, I don't know what I said. When they were the Minneapolis Lakers.
What are your expectations in comparison to The Last Dance? Do you think it's going to top that potentially? I mean, more to unpack, a lot more to uncover.
Well, The Last Dance focused on Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, two of the top 60 players of all time.
Yep.
Pippen somewhere in the top 60, Jordan somewhere around number 5 or number 6. Like, this Lakers documentary will have maybe 4 of the best players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, that Lakers franchise has had the four best players of all time.
Yeah.
Like I said, The Last Dance had number 5, Jordan. He comes in number 5, number 6, somewhere there. And then, Kobe. I don't even know if Kobe would crack the top 4 of the Lakers. I mean, you got Wilt, you got Magic, you got Kareem. There's 3 of the, Shaq, LeBron.
Kobe's in over Shaq and LeBron when it comes to great Lakers. Like, I get
LeBron.
I'm talking
about greatest players of all time, not just Lakers. Obviously, Kobe's a better Laker than LeBron, I'm saying, just greatest players of all time. So, this Lakers doc will have 4 times the amount of greatness than The Last Dance did. So
you do think it's going to be a little bit more interesting,
at
least?
And we get to see Jeannie grow up. Mm.
Why do you like her so much? What's the affection there?
What isn't there to love about Jeannie Buss? Everything.
Yeah. I feel like she's done a couple of cringeworthy things. Andre Drummond picture that she posted on Instagram, that whole thing.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was very stupid. Cam, excited about this docuseries?
I'd probably check it out. I've never been a big Lakers person, so not like first thing I'm going to do, but I'll probably check it out. They got good history. It'll be, interesting to watch. But.
Yeah. We'll say the documentary I watched on Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant's Muse, that's one of the better documentaries I've seen.
That was just a one part though, right?
Yeah, it was just one little quick thing, but it was really interesting, kind of just going through his career a little bit, also through his recovery when he tore his Achilles. So yeah, that'll be something to look forward to coming on Hulu.
Okay, anything else?
Gonna get to the NFL a little bit. Anything to make of Gronk pretty much saying Julian Edelman will be back? Probably trying to come to Tampa. Do you think there's a possibility of that happening?
I didn't see he said that.
He basically said if Julian truly heals up whatever's hurting him and he fully heals and feels good, I think he'll be back. I don't see why he wouldn't be back. And, of course, all the rumors, indications, that Edelman would try to reunite with Brady, with Gronk, with the whole gang.
Yeah, once the Patriots, actually released Edelman, right? So, if he does come back, he'll be free to sign anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So maybe if he takes 10 weeks off and gets healthy –
maybe a playoff push guy. Yeah. You never know. Have an injury or two. Something to keep eyes on. Also, Tyreek Hill. He actually got asked about the whole, DK racing situation. And I don't know, Mitch Matthews. I don't know where this guy's from. But he was talking to Tyreek Hill, and he basically said, We watched the Olympics together in the locker room, and we basically said, like, we think you would have gotten fifth in that race. And Tyreek Hill, you know, I expected a kind of confident response, whatever, but instead he just kind of said, I'm currently at my off-season weight of 196, bro. I'm fat. That's basically what he said. He said, I'm fat right now. So, a little surprising. I thought Tyreek would, you know, like I said, show some confidence, think he could beat him, but he says he's a little out of shape.
Credit for Tyreek for admitting that right now. It's like, hey, I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, again.
I didn't know football players still got fat in the offseason. I assume they all stayed in shape year-round now, but credit for Tyreek. I guess he's like, hey, I'm going to take this offseason off, and then I'll ramp up in a couple months and get back into being really fast shape.
Is that something you want to admit, you know, that you're kind of fat and out of shape a little bit?
Yeah, as long as you're back in shape when it happens.
Yeah, I guess. And is there anything to make of this, John, of A-Rod and the Timberwolves deal kind of not being pretty much done yet? Is there anything to make of that with J-Lo running off on an island with Ben Affleck or whatever the hell was going on?
I don't think it has anything to do with J-Lo, but I would say
You sure?
I would say Minnesota Timberwolves fans, from what I've read, and you know, I read some stories, I'll read like the replies to certain stories, and they're all freaking out thinking that Glenn Taylor is trying to like sabotage this sale. And he's just like a control freak and somebody that meddles and will, you know, maybe ruin this and ruin the sale because they really want him to be gone. So they're all worried about it.
Well, basically what's going on is the 30-day exclusive negotiating window to purchase the Timberwolves from, like you said, Glenn Taylor has ended without a formal deal. So they could always – it does say they could extend this window a little bit if they want to or try to work something else out, but there currently isn't anything in place as of right now. So I don't know, just a little strange.
Anything else?
Let's see. We also, kind of speaking of deals getting done, ESPN also signing Marty Smith. You guys like Marty Smith? Marty Smith fans?
I like Marty Smith.
Good old Marty. They're going to sign him to a multi-year contract extension. He'll be teeing off with the PGA Championship coverage next week.
Okay.
So there you go. Another guy on ESPN getting extended.
He'll be doing what coverage next week?
The PGA Champ coverage next week.
PGA Championships next week, okay.
Yeah. That kind of came out of nowhere a little bit, but yeah.
Rory, peaking at the right time.
Yeah, what do you make of Rory? Man, he hasn't played. When's the last time he's had a good run, I feel like?
Well, last week he won.
Well, before that was what I was referring to.
Yeah. Yeah, he hadn't won in a while. He'd always do that thing where he'd have two bad rounds and two good rounds. Go back to headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Tuesday trivia today is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking when you make it, either in person, over on Central Street, or when you go online at craftaxethrowing.com and book your lanes. We love Kraft Axe Throwing. We appreciate them for their support. Kraft Axe Throwing is a game that anyone can play and win. You score points by throwing axes at a giant dartboard-like target. The closer you get to the bullseye, the more points you earn. Duh. Anybody can play. Go check them out. All right. Let's get set. Are we just still doing trivia the same way? Draven, how do you feel about this?
You know, I'm actually a little nervous without Hayden. Ooh. Now, he does bring in some, you know, decent expertise, but lost my, you know, sidekick a little bit. Just going to be me this time.
All right. Well, don't worry. This ass-kicking will be brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing over at 119 West 5th Avenue, Suite 150. So go over on 5th Avenue, minutes from downtown Knoxville, there near North Central Street, and play some axes with our friends at Kraft Axe Throwing. All right, let's go. Cam, what topics do you have today?
All right, today I got
to be honest. My guard is down. This is like when an NBA team's playing against those teams that like are sitting stars.
Oh.
And every now and then you'll see those teams like take it easy, and then the team of underdogs will come out and win.
Uh-oh.
It's kind of how I feel today, to be honest. You know, Hayden, the best player on your team, is no longer here.
Ooh.
Oof. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I got science.
Okay, Cam.
Movies.
Trying to help you out with the topics here, I guess, with science. All right.
Science, movies, NBA leaders as of today, going into today, basically.
Okay.
I got slogans.
Slogans.
And I got musician real names.
Okay. No, this will be fun. Draven, I'll let you go first.
Slogans. You said musicians' real names last
Yep.
Okay. Let's see here. Musicians' real names. See, Hayden usually does the strategy. That's probably going to be the hardest part for me is just mapping this thing out right here. NBA leaders for three.
NBA leaders for three. All right. NBA current NBA leader in field goal percentage.
Field goal percentage. I don't know why I picked this one. I know the leader in three-point percentage was one of the Morris twins there for a minute.
I don't think he's been there for a long time.
Okay. Well, either way. Field goal percentage. I'm going to think like probably some sort of big man out there, gets a lot of buckets easily. I don't think, like, I want to almost say Jokic has a really high percentage. I know he does, but I don't think he's number one. So I'm going to go with a different big man. Highest field goal percentage. I think I'm going to go with, like, who's a guy that just gets a lot of dunks?
I didn't need an answer.
I'm going to actually lock in a little surprise answer right here. Give me Dwight Howard with the 76ers.
Dwight Howard is incorrect.
I got two guesses, either Zion or Gobert. I would go with Gobert.
It is Gobert. Gobert is the leader in field goal percentage at 67.5.
All right, 3 points for me. We're doing stills now.
Oh, is that right? Right.
Let's go with movies for three.
Those movies for three. All right. What actress is killed Dwight off Howard? In the opening?
Just try to think of a big guy that just dunks
Dwight
it.
Dwight Howard, huh? Dwight Howard. All right, go ahead.
What actress is killed off in the opening of Scream?
Yes, let's go.
What is this? Come on, Cam. Come on.
It's a question. It's on the board.
It's always been wild because they put her on the actual like movie poster. She's only in the movie for 5 minutes, but it's a very effective 5 minutes. Some say one of the best opening scenes of all time. That would be Drew Barrymore.
That is correct.
That was three, right?
Yeah.
Movies for three?
Up 6-0.
Okay.
Still.
I'm going to try slogans. For three, Cam.
Slogans for three. Yep. All right. Let's go places.
Oh, TripAdvisor, right?
It is not TripAdvisor.
Ooh.
What is it?
It's not hotels.com, right? It's not hotels.com.
Let's go places.
It's not a hotel website at all, actually.
I don't know what it would be.
It's Toyota.
Oh, wow. Toyota, let's go places.
I was going to play this somewhere else.
Yeah. Let's go with musician's real name.
This is good.
For how much?
Three.
For three. Yeah. Catherine Hudson.
Wait. So you give me the real name and I go with...
Yeah, you give me stage name.
Oh, I was thinking the opposite. Oh. Catherine Hudson, I'm going to go with Katy Perry.
That is correct.
How did you know that?
I just don't know.
Is that a three?
Yeah. 9-0.
Oh, my God. 6-0.
Might as well make it 1,000-0 at this rate.
Just, we're good.
May have to change the format.
Get Hayden on the phone.
You know what? We'll do. I need to get on the board. We'll do science for three as well.
Science for three.
Gotta get on the
board. All right. What is the largest planet in the solar system?
Jupiter, right?
Is that your answer?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Jupiter is correct.
Yeah.
You're on the board.
I was about to say.
Hey.
I don't know if I would have gotten that, but I don't. I might.
Really?
Have. I'm terrible at science. NBA leaders for two.
NBA leaders for two. NBA leader in assists per game.
That's Westbrook, right?
It is Russell Westbrook.
All right, so what, 8-3?
Plus three in steel for
correct.
Tiebreaker.
Okay, I could really could use this four right here.
Ooh, maybe that's what we should do. If you get a couple steals, you can
hold them over.
I think I'm going to try movies for four.
Ooh.
I'm going to try to really
movies
get back
for
in
four.
It right here.
All right. Chloe Zhao.
A guy who's seen no movies.
I can't hear the question right now.
Chloe Zhao became the first woman of color to win Best Director thanks to this movie.
Well, that's a tough one. Say the name one more time.
Chloe Zhao. Z-H-A-O.
Just go ahead and repeat the whole question again real quick.
Chloe Zhao became the first woman of color to win Best Director thanks to this movie.
She won Best Director, okay.
Best Director for this movie. I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. What is it?
Do you have a guess?
Man, that was tough.
If I was going to... Yeah, I mean, that is tough. If I was going to guess... God, that's a chance to get me canceled. I'd go with 12 Years a Slave is what I would have guessed.
That is incorrect. Okay. But it actually happened recently. She actually just won it. She won it for the movie Nomadland.
Okay, that's what I... Okay. I was thinking that there had only been two... Okay, I was thinking there had only been two directors, female directors. I was like, surely it wouldn't be this year. Nomadland, because that's the second woman that's ever won Best Director. Okay.
Yep.
Or won Best, okay. Give me Movies for Two.
Damn it. Movies for Two. All right. Emma Stone is set to star in this Disney movie, slated to release May 28th, 2021.
Cruella.
Cruella is correct.
So what's the score right now?
10-3 with a 3-point still.
10-3.
Yep.
Nomadland. I should have known that.
Okay.
Just won this year.
Slogans, NBA leaders. Did you do NBA leaders for 4? You didn't do that.
No, I haven't.
He is not. I'll do that one, I guess.
All right. The current NBA leader in blocks per game.
Okay. Gobert ain't leading both of them, is he? Oh, it could be your guys' boy as well, huh? He gets quite a few blocks as well, don't he? I don't think he's leading the NBA. I feel like that would have been a stat you guys would have been shouting in my freaking ear for the past 2-3 weeks, most likely. But does he lead it? He's got to be up there. It's probably him, Gobert. I'm missing anybody else. I mean, Giannis, maybe, but I don't think Giannis dominating blocks. I feel like you guys would have said something, but I think it might be right. He's missed a couple games, so. Man, that's tough. I'll lock in you guys' boy, Clint Capella.
Clint Capella is not the current leader of blocks per game.
I don't have a guess.
It is Miles Turner. Actually, at 3.4 a game.
Dang it.
Give me a musician's real name for 4, please.
For 4.
Yeah.
All right. Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
Yep.
Ooh, that's tough. Reginald Kenneth Dwight. I'm going to go with Seal.
Seal is incorrect. It is Elton John.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Well, what do you know?
I guess well, you know.
Someone was trying to sell tickets to his concert next year, back in Knoxville.
Yeah.
And I was asking how much, and they're like, $800 for 3 tickets. It's like, never mind. not going to that.
Jeez. Don't let me there.
How many questions we got left, Cam?
You have 2 more.
God, what's the score?
It is
10-3 with 3 points still. Embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. Maybe if I get a 5, it'll maybe like make me look a lot better, you know,
for it. Bring it on. Let's go.
NBA leaders or movies? Movies is going to be ridiculous. I'll just do NBA leaders for 5.
NBA leaders for 5.
Why not?
You've done so good on the topic. So.
I know. It's been really good, huh?
You clearly will get the toughest one.
We got one question, right?
The current leader in steals per game.
Okay. I figured this one was coming.
Okay.
Let me think here.
helped him narrow it down.
I mean, I will say Ben Simmons has been, you know, defensive player of the year material. I don't think he gets a lot of steals, though. Chris Paul could be up there in steals. Seems like he does pretty well with it sometimes. Other good defenders. Maybe somebody up in Utah. The Knicks do have the best defense in the NBA. Points allowed, but I don't think they get a lot of steals, per se. This is a tough one. Tough one right here, Cam.
It's a five-pointer.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, huh? I almost want to say Chris Paul, but I don't know. His stats haven't been that great. I feel like, you know, him getting, like, averaging, like, two steals per game would have been something that would have popped up, you know, looking at his stats. So,
you have to get this right to have a chance to win.
I know this. Man.
Hayden would probably get this right.
Oh, I bet he would. I bet he would. Should I go? I don't think it's Chris Paul.
I can't wait to see Hayden tweeting about this after.
Could be Vince. Leader in steals. Leader.
You just pick somebody.
Yeah, you gotta answer the question.
I was going through the process of the teams, but okay, cut me off a little bit short.
We have 10 seconds.
We will walk. I think I'm gonna lock in. Dude.
Just take your time. This is fun. This is great radio.
Okay.
As you name every point guard in the NBA.
I'm gonna go Chris Paul. I'm gonna go Chris Paul.
Chris Paul is not right.
Yeah, I know. Who is it?
It's Kyrie Thomas of the Houston Rockets, actually. 2.7 per game.
Talk about. How many games has he played?
He's averaging 20 points a game. He's been playing for the Rockets. There's nobody on that team, man.
Okay.
Give me musician's real name for five.
Musician real name for five. All right. John Rogers Stevens.
No rappers on here. John Rogers Stevens. It's not Elton John. Do know that.
John I'll give you that. That is correct.
I'm going with Axl Rose. Is that his real name? No, let's go with Slash and Sell. Let's go with Slash. I want to go with Slash and
Sell. Slash is incorrect. John Legend.
John, what was his last name?
Stevens.
Oh, dang, I knew that. It was the middle name that threw me off.
Hmm.
Dang it. I knew that. John Stevens, yeah. I knew that.
Tough.
Oh, what was the middle name again?
Rogers.
That's what threw me off. Yeah.
John Rogers Stevens.
If you just told me John
Stevens,
I would have gotten that right. Damn it. Go ahead.
Do I have another one left?
You still have one more, yeah.
I'll just get on the board here. Give me movies for one.
Movies for one.
What's funny? I mean, you get something.
All right.
If I get this wrong, we got to do something different because I don't want to sit here and get embarrassed. Right. Also, for the audience list, I'm a little hungry right now. I got a little bit of a headache. We all know it's harder to concentrate when you're hungry and you can't, you know, really focus. So I just want to let everybody know. Plus these topics, just kind of. Okay, go ahead, Cam.
All right. Who voiced Woody in Toy Story?
Tom Hanks.
That is correct. You did it.
I really thought I was going to say Tim Allen.
I did too, a little bit. I was a little worried.
I'll do movies for five.
Movies for five. All right. Evelyn Abbott is the name of a character played by Emily Blunt in what movie?
Emily Abbott?
Evelyn Abbott.
Evelyn Abbott. Played by Emily Blunt. What a weird question. Her name's Evelyn?
Yep.
Oh, man, what is the name of this movie? The one I'm thinking of. The one I'm thinking of is the one with her and Anna Kendrick. Is that the right answer? The one with her and Anna Kendrick. I mean, it's fine. I've already won.
It is not.
Okay. Is it a quiet place?
It's a quiet place.
Oh, well.
That was a five-pointer?
That was a two I was between, yeah.
I feel like I don't notice her in a lot of movies other than...
That was the only two I knew.
Yeah, I go, really? So, yeah.
Huh. What is the one with her and Anna Kendrick? You know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay,
I don't
never mind.
Know the name of it off the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah. I thought the five-pointers were pretty easy, actually. between that one and John Legend. I should have gotten John Legend. That's embarrassing. I was a big John Legend fan. All right, stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Well, Draven, bad performance by you in trivia today. And by the way, I didn't do much better. I mean, yes, I kicked your ass, but I was embarrassed. I didn't get Nomadland. I actually just confused Emily Blunt with Blake Lively. She was the one in that movie with Anna Kendrick, A Simple Favor. So really, I only know one movie with Emily Blunt, I believe, which would have been A Quiet Place.
Okay.
I should have got John Legend. It should have been more of a blowout, but I think I kind of played down to my level of competition. Once I got a lead, you never put any pressure on me. I feel like it was kind of
like the Hawks last night, you know?
Yeah, I feel like it was pretty easy. Like, you didn't have your Bradley Beal here.
It was an adjustment. Yeah. It was an adjustment, you know?
I never took you as a serious opponent. Like, no disrespect, but you're pretty terrible. And, like, I don't respect your trivia ability at all, with all due respect.
None taken.
Change up the game a little bit. Taken,
man. Yeah, like, maybe we just spot him some points. Like, should we spot him 6 points a week?
No, I don't want. Well, you get like I get a head start in a race. Is that what we're doing here? Is that you're just that much quicker? No.
I mean, we gotta do something if we're gonna keep Tuesday trivia here.
It's an adjustment. I had Hayden keeping up with it. I'm trying to keep up with it too.
Let's just be honest. You're the worst trivia person here. Like, Hayden's been better than you. Let's keep it honest. Let's keep it real.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I think we had a
keep
pretty...
asking them movie trivia questions if you make these so good movies.
Would you have gotten Drew Barrymore?
Yes. I would have gotten Drew Barrymore at the beginning of Scream.
I don't think
Scream.
You've seen
Scream.
I don't believe that.
Yes, I have.
I don't believe that.
Yes.
I don't believe that.
That's some of the movies he calls a dumb movie. Even.
Yeah.
I actually like it. It's a good one.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Classic.
Would you have gotten Cruella?
I would like to think so, yes. You know, obviously in hindsight, it's hard to tell. The name may have not came to me right from the get-go because I wasn't huge into those.
Those what?
Movies.
What movie was Cruella in?
I can't even think of the name of it, honestly.
You don't know what movie Cruella de Vil is from?
Don't
Google it. I can see you typing. And you're trying to argue the fact that you're the worst trivia person here.
I know Hayden would have known what movie Cruella de Vil is from. You.
I know how to watch those movies.
Hayden just watched it last week.
I'm sure he has. The little... The dogs.
Okay, so at least still there's dogs.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, is it the Dalmatians? 102.
Well, there was one with two.
102 Dalmatians.
Well, the 101 is like the original, and then there's a sequel like 102. But yeah,
they just had one.
I don't know what the hell happened there. I don't know where the second puppy came from. I don't know. They're just trying to be creative, I guess, and have a sequel. But I don't remember what happened.
I don't either. What happened to them? Hayden just said, "Jesus Christ, Draven."
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
At least you
Hayden.
Showed up.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Where you been, Hayden? Speaking of,
good to know Hayden's still alive.
Revoke his key card.
I think this one was really easy. I thought the five pointers were easy today. The five pointer on slogans was strong enough for a man, made for a woman. Cam laughed at me at how quickly I answered it. I think that's easy, right? Strong enough for a man, made for a woman. Like, is that? Would you have known that one?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Wonder if the audience feels like that one's easy. Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman. I mean, I think it's one of the best slogans in slogan history. Apparently,
it's accurate too.
Stuck out to me. Maybe it's just because I used to wear women's deodorant sometimes. No shame. It was.
It hits something.
Strong enough
works.
For a man. Yeah.
It works. And it usually smells nicer.
My mom would have it laying around.
Such a refreshing smell.
If ever I was out, or sometimes, honestly, I would still have some of mine, and I'd still want to use hers. Like, Mom, I'm tired of you buying me Axe body spray. I don't want Axe body spray anymore. I want to smell good. I'm putting some of this secret on.
Uh-huh.
Should have gotten John Legend. I would have if Hayden was here, to be honest.
Why's that?
It just would have been
the
more
threat,
focused.
Just the threat of Hayden?
Yeah, it would have been more focused. It's better to beat him. Hayden would get to the point where he was about to cry every time he lost. It would really ruin his week.
And that brought you joy, so you have been on your
game. Yeah, we're going to have to revamp it because I'm just going to kick the hell out of you every week.
Working. Give me one more week.
One more week.
Give me one more week.
I'll give you one more week and
five-point head start. It's a big adjustment, man. Okay. It's a big adjustment.
You guys were feeling good about beating up on poor little Charlie last week.
Yeah, that was kind of nice. By the way, that was me kind of carrying the team last week too.
Was it okay?
In that win. in that win. So just saying.
We got one back. We got 4 points this week.
Yeah, we got some points.
You got four. What was a 4 point slogan question?
It was the city never sleeps.
Oh yeah, city. Yeah.
I guess I probably should have swapped those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have made Secret a 1-pointer, in my opinion.
I bet Hayden would not have known the secret. Every question that I got wrong, I bet Hayden would have not known. The NBA stats stuff, he would have not had any clue Miles Turner led the league in blocks.
Well, neither did you.
Well, I'm just saying, he would have not helped any. We might have went a different route with the questions. That was probably the hardest process, was figuring out my own way of mapping it out. But, you know.
Hayden's even like healthy. Hayden hears your call for help right now, and he said he'll FaceTime in next week if you really need his help that bad.
Oh, right. FaceTime in just to lose again? No, I don't need his help.
Okay. Offer was on the table.
How do you get better at trivia? Just do trivia.
Get some water, bro.
Play lots of bar trivia.
Or just, I don't know. I was thinking about that. Like, I don't know. The movie stuff, I guess, just watch more movies.
Well, I mean, some stuff just kind of sticks with you. And
the
NBA,
like, season leaders, I didn't pick a lot of those because those are hard. Like, I mean, like, especially, like, in a weird year like this. Mm. I mean, like,
yeah,
I wouldn't have known the steals. The blocks, I might have guessed Miles Turner, but simply because we'd already guessed Gobert. I didn't know Turner had a lot of blocks this year because it's part of making fun of Boston because they could have had him for Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have guessed it. Those are tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you get better. Just gotta get smarter, I guess.
It's not even. I can give you. No, it's not even smarter. There's no smart to it. It's just literally you just know it. You just have it somewhere stored in your brain.
Just hear more things then.
You see the first look yesterday at Leo in Scorsese's new movie? Killers of the Flower Moon. They released a screenshot of him acting. They said he was unrecognizable, but it looked a lot like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Exactly like him.
I mean, you could definitely recognize him.
I saw that too, and I was like, what?
He looked a little older, but he still looked like Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Some other movie news. They've started casting some people in Knives Out 2. You ever watch Knives Out?
I have not. Still need to get to that.
It's a really good movie.
I will say I do need to watch more movies lately. Like I have went on a little dry spell. I haven't watched a movie in like probably a good couple weeks.
Knives Out's good.
It looks good. I'd be interested.
So they're having to live up to putting a good cast together in the first one. So for the second one, they've casted Dave Bautista.
Okay.
The best wrestling actor.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I think he's better than The Rock and John Cena when it comes to acting.
Yep.
Better than The Rock?
When it comes to actual acting, yeah. Like, The Rock makes more money, obviously. He's a better, like, action star. But, like, Bautista, I think, is a better actor.
I'm sad because he said this next Guardians of the Galaxy is the last time he's going to probably do that role.
Really? Yeah, he said he wants to be more of a serious actor, I think. Like, if you get cast in Knives Out 2, like, that's one that will come with some expectations.
And I think just because, like, he has his shirt off the whole time in that movie... And I think he was like, I'm getting old. My body ain't going to hold up either. So.
And Edward Norton.
Oh, okay.
Cast and Knives Out, too. That's a pretty big addition. I think Edward Norton will be really good in that. He'll be good as a hateable villain. He makes a good jerk.
Yeah, you got to watch Knives Out, Draven.
Does look pretty good. Who was in the original Knives Out, cast-wise?
Well, Daniel Craig is in both of them. He's the main actor. He's like the detective. Lake of Stanfield.
We got Tennessee football breaking news.
Okay, horn me.
We are moving the Bowling Green game up to Thursday night.
A little primetime action, a little showcase.
Yeah, so...
Anyways, back to back to Knives Out. Jamie Lee Curtis, Jeff Bridges... Chris Evans, Ana de Armas.
Hey, okay, ooh, yeah. I'm in now.
She's like the actual main character, her and Daniel Craig. She's nice. Get a lot of her.
Love
look
to
at
see
home
it.
With it. She don't really play up a sex pill. Just
oh, really?
She plays like a...
Surprising.
She plays like a nurse.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's a good one. So Thursday night, huh?
Is it the last time we had the opening game Thursday night? Was that Appalachian State?
Yeah.
Right? We moved it up.
Well, yeah.
Should have definitely lost that game.
I mean, in all honesty, it's probably a good move because people will be starving for football, and it'll give something, you know, people something to watch. But, you know, Tennessee, we need to perform well, or else it's going to be embarrassing. Like, Bowling Green is trash.
Yeah.
But if we look trash, then it's just going to be two terrible teams playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people will make fun of us. Tweeter writes in, goodness, Draven is terrible at trivia. Crying, laughing emoji.
Nice. One bad performance. Were they listening last week when I absolutely kicked ass? Were they listening
Hayden
then?
Hayden is disputing that claim, by the way.
What is that? What is Hayden saying? Here we go, writing a paragraph. When we kicking this guy out of the group message? I think it's about time. Guy don't show up anymore. I mean, what's he doing in the group message, huh?
That's true. Let's start our own. Let's get Hayden out of there. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call on the program. Let's play some Pump the Brakes. Let's keep it moving. What do you got for us, Cam?
I got Italian woman accidentally did this 6 times.
Accidentally?
Italian woman accidentally given 6 shots of the COVID vaccine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's got to be immune to everything, right?
How does this happen?
A 23-year-old woman who was mistakenly given 6 doses of the Pfizer vaccine has been discharged from the hospital where she was being monitored for any adverse reaction. The woman was administered the vaccine at the hospital in Tuscany, central Italy, on Sunday, hospital spokeswoman told CNN on Monday. The patient, who is in good health with no underlying conditions, was kept in the hospital under strict observation for 24 hours and discharged Monday. A health worker accidentally filled a syringe with an entire bottle of the vaccine containing a total of 6 doses and only realized her mistake shortly after the shot was administered. She saw 5 empty syringes and realized she made a mistake. Doctors will continue to monitor the patient's immune response to the massive dose of vaccine.
Growing horns now.
We could have our first mutant case.
All of her blood. Yeah, this might be how the vampire, the zombie apocalypse starts.
The patient was entitled to get the vaccine before other people in her age group because she is an intern at the hospital.
Like I Am Legend kind of stuff.
Yeah, what happens with these vaccines just like a year from now, everyone. That's what goes.
That's how it happened in that movie. That's how it happened.
I've never seen it.
Never seen I Am Legend?
No, you tell me that all the time. I'm going to just give you the DVD for it.
I'm not really a Will Smith fan. As an actor. I just like him as a person.
What are we talking about? You don't like Will Smith?
Good little thriller.
You don't like iRobot?
Never seen it.
Oh, I'm the one that's never seen good movies. These are 2 great movies.
Not really a science fiction guy.
I Am Legend's not really science fiction-y. It's more just...
It's about like zombies and stuff.
It's apocalyptic.
It's about our future.
That's kind of science fiction-y.
I guess.
Yeah, he is fighting like zombies, pretty much.
Time out. He's not, fist fighting them or nothing. It's not like that, but yeah, you know.
He's not really a science guy.
Surviving. He's trying to survive.
He's not really a science guy.
That's disappointing.
Oh, man.
Will Smith doesn't make that many good movies. Some big breaking baseball news.
Yeah, we missed this one.
Well, I think it just came out, didn't it?
I just saw it, but it came out like 30 minutes ago.
We were doing
trivia,
movie talk.
Yeah.
The Oakland A's will start exploring the possibility of relocating with the blessing of MLB, a move that could put pressure on local government officials to greenlight a new stadium project that has spent years in limbo. All right, so either I would say Oakland's going to get bullied into giving a new stadium, which, I mean, they didn't do, right? They didn't do for the Raiders.
Yep.
They didn't do for the Warriors, which I don't know, like, if, the Warriors even gave them the option. They wanted to be, like, in San Francisco, right? On the other side of the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So either, I guess, they'll get a new stadium or they'll be relocating, maybe to Nashville.
They are one of the cities on the list.
Nashville's going to get used like Seattle to scare these teams into new stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
I think Oakland, the A's moving to Nashville would be pretty cool. I think that would solve a lot of problems because I think everyone in Nashville already kind of has a, you know, a National League team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cardinals, the Braves, the Reds, the Cubs. But I'd say most of them don't have an AL team, so that'd be a way to kind of be able to build your own fan base, but they could also still be fans of their current team.
So you think it'd work out well?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, you know, it looked like it might be the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, they would also make sense. But now we have Oakland, the Athletics, looking around saying, hey, we might just leave, which that's been a really good franchise. That'd be a good one to get in Nashville. Yeah,
for sure.
That'd be a really good one to get. We'll see. Huh. I mean, like, I feel like they don't really have great fan attendance there. Like,
I wouldn't think so either.
No.
It might just be the football stadium, the way it's spread out, but like it never seems like good, really good attendance. And the Nashville A's.
I think they just have a move over to Vegas.
That would be tough. I don't think Vegas would be in the running for baseball, would it? Is that, I've never seen their name
so,
really brought up. But
just thought, big city that doesn't have a MLB team.
That'd be tough as well, you know, after losing the football team.
Mm-hmm.
That'll do it for us today. The Drive's up next.